know what? I folded a little bit. I don't do Halloween. No real opposition to costumes and candy. That's pretty fun. I've been to dress-up parties. They're lovely. You can have a good chuckle, good time with friends. But I've never done Halloween. And it's maybe a little bit of a pushback to ever-present American pop culture. But it's really not anything deep. Really, really not. But I'm now a kid. A human being in their own right who goes to a school with other kids who during the day watches some TV that has the world and TV and YouTube and Netflix impressioned on them. And this time of the year, there's Halloween programming. It's something that they're talking about in school. She knows about jack-o'-lanterns and is now asking that we put up Halloween decorations. 4 years old. Wants me to buy pumpkins. Are you mad, my African child? We eat pumpkins. We don't make candle holders out of them. But our neighborhood, our little close that we live in, they're planning a trick-or-treat evening on Saturday. And the first thing I saw when I saw our little text message in our neighborhood, a little neighborhood WhatsApp message, and I turned to my spouse and then I said, we're not doing this, right? Of course, it's not our thing, right? And then she told me, listen, how are you going to tell your child when she sees other children in costume having fun, having the time of their lives, and that she can't go out with them? So, on Saturday, I am going trick-or-treating. And we're still in the workshopping of ideas. It's been quite a long process to decide what exactly she's going to be dressing up as. I want to be a mummy with pyramids, Daddy. Okay, that's easy enough. A few rolls of roller towel. And then we sorted. And then it was, Daddy, I want to be a zombie. Okay. It's a little bit of talcum powder on the face. We'll do some flake blood, mommy's eye shadow underneath the eyes to look a little bit like the undead. Maybe a little bit of older clothes. We'll scruff it up a little bit. And then last night, it changed again. I'm going to be a crayon monster. What? Yes, Daddy, a crayon monster. What in the world, Zoe, is a crayon monster? And it's something that she's seen on one of the YouTube kids shows that she's watched. So apparently I have, 2 days to figure out how I become inspired and dress up this child as a crayon monster. And there's a long list of rules for the trick-or-treat party on Saturday. I must also go dressed up. Maybe I'll just go in my natural form. Tired. Tired dad is definitely a look. I've done a few election cycles. I collect election mementos. I have DA and ANC and IFP t-shirts. Maybe I could wear all of them at the same time, and then maybe carry a glitter ball in one hand, a strobe light in the other, and I can go as political party. Or the biggest horror would probably to wear my Manchester United shirt again. But any ideas for me? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. Give me some of your Halloween trick-or-treat ideas.